listen to that song.
Amen.
And probably not be able to say nothing, but amen.
Amen.
God has been so good to me.
Amen.
Tonight, I preach to everybody, but mainly I'm addressing these parents sitting right here in front of me tonight.
Yes.
There's no way that one of you could argue with me and say that God hasn't been good to you.
That's right.
There's no way. I look at what you're holding in your lap, Brother Gary, what's sitting around you, family that's here with you tonight, and there's no doubt God's been good to you.
Oh, yeah.
That little boy could be in partly being raised without a mama right now. But Lord, God's merciful. Amen. God's been good. We ought to just shout and give Him glory.
Amen.
Thank you. Yeah. Psalms 127 tonight. A couple of verses of Scripture. We're not going to be long, and we'll gather around this altar and pray with these moms and dads and have their grandparents come and gather with them and as we dedicate these children to the Lord. Psalms 127. I want you to look at verse number 3. Psalms 127, verse number 3. The Bible said, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." The Bible said in verse number 3, "Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord." You know what a heritage is? It's something that you didn't earn and something that you didn't work for and something that got handed down to you by somebody else. That's what a heritage is.
Yes,
as we're sitting here tonight, Brother Kyle and Brother Gary, Brother Trevor, and you sitting there with these babies, I want you to understand that I know you had something to do with it, but that child is a gift from God.
Yes.
You got to understand that. That child is not only a gift from God, but that child is not really, it's just kind of on loan.
Amen.
He just kind of leaning to you for a while. It's still God's.
Yeah, that's right.
It's still God's.
Yes, sir.
What you're doing here today, this world places very little value on anymore.
Yeah.
There's no value on the home. There's no value on the family. There's no longer value even on a marriage anymore. People, I got to be careful what I say right here, but some people I don't blame for living together. They ain't going to stay together no way. It's just about a joke anymore.
Right.
It used to be when a man got married, it was one woman for one man for a wife.
Yeah.
You say, that's just old-fashioned. That's God's idea. That's God's original intent. And God didn't say, "Adam, you can have Eve and Darlene and Susan." And no, He said He gave you one woman. If God wanted to have a dozen, He'd have made a dozen, but He made one. Are you listening? If you don't think the devil is going to throw everything he can at your home, you've got another thing to worry about. Some of y'all stood right here before me or at another place and you made some vows and you promised for better or for worse. Well, tonight's better.
Amen.
This is a good day.
Amen.
This is a good day. This is one of those better days.
Amen.
And you dedicate your child that God has given you to the Lord. This is not just a better day, it's a wonderful day.
Amen.
Think about the day ahead if you keep these children in church and when you see them get saved. Amen. You see them go in the baptistry and get baptized. That'll be one of those better days.
Yes, sir.
Better or worse. Some of you have already dealt with worse. I've got news for you in the future. You're going to deal with even worse than you might have thought. Just because you claim the name of Christ does not make your home exempt from trouble.
Amen.
Little boy stopped me in the hall. He said, "Pray for my mom and dad." I'm talking about little fella. I said, pray for your mom and dad. He said, yeah, they fighting real bad. A lot of things you think these kids don't know. They know. They know. You put them in the bed and shut their door. They got little ears. It's like radar, man. They know. They know when something ain't right in that home. Don't you think just because you're a Christian and you claim the name of Christ that you're exempt or your home's exempt from trouble? The reason for the problems in our homes is our hearts are not right. I could ask Brother Kyle and his wife, and I could ask Gary and his wife, and Trevor and his wife. I could ask them all the same question, and I can guarantee you the answer before I ask you. You want those babies to turn out right.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
You want to see them to have a good life with minimal heartache. Every one of them would say yes. You understand that depends on what you do in that home.
Yeah. Right?
You say it again, that depends on what you do now. We ran a Christian school here for years, and parents would bring teenagers and set them down in my office and say, we want to put our kids in your school, our troubled teenager in your school, and man, he's just a wreck and a mess and rebellion and on and on and on, and he's just got all kind of problems. That's too late. Who's our teenager?
I tried.
It starts now.
Amen.
They say the very foundation for a child's life is built between 2 and 5 years old.
Yeah.
Why? These days are important.
Amen.
I know these days are aggravating. There's nothing on this earth I hate worse than diaper bags. Well, maybe one thing, a car seat.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
I can build stuff, and I can put the plumbing in a 60-story building, but buckling a car seat is beyond me.
Oh, yeah.
Or folding up a stroller, I body slammed more strollers in the driveway. No, these days are hard, and everywhere you go, it seems like you're moving. You can't wait to be out of the diapers and the bottles and all that stuff. But these days are vital.
Oh, yeah.
These days are important.
Yes.
We get married, and God blesses us with children.
Bye. Amen.
Them little babies come along, and these are the fairy tale days.
Yeah.
Where you're living right now is a fairy tale. Everything they do is cute. First time they mess their diaper. Oh, no. No, I don't want to. Are you listening? Somebody said, why do they name baby diapers? Things like buggies, gloves,
and come on.
And then diapers for old people.
Depends.
When you're a baby and you mess your pants, they still gonna love you and hug you and pamper you. But when you're old, it depends on who's in the wheel. It's a fairy tale day. Everything they do, oh, how cute. Look, he's smiling. No, he's got that. Everything they do is just a big deal. I remember I got 6 grandbabies. I got the 6th one now. We went to lunch today. He's 9 months old. I said, say Papa. Say Papa. I remember every one of them when they said Papa, except him. He ain't got there yet. It's coming. It's a big deal. Wow, he said, fuck you. And just rock your world.
Amen.
Everything they do. And by the way, they will come to the point where they're big enough you don't even know it, but they think everything they do is cute and wonderful. It's the fairy tale days. And that's where you are right now, from 0 to 5 years old. Fairy tale days. Zoe, my 2-year-old, she stood up there on the step today, and I was going on course. She said, Papa, catch me before I turn around. She's in the act. I called her, and she said, one more time. She said it again. She said, one more time. I called that baby like, wore out. Everything they do is just absolutely wonderful. But then school starts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Then school starts from the ages from 6 to 12. Then the fairy tale turns into a drama.
Yes, sir.
They go to school and find out everybody don't love them like you do. I remember M.T. Fuller was my elementary school principal, probably some of y'all's too. Mr. Fuller sat me down in the office, and that morning my mother and I had a grave argument, which she won, and she made me wear checkered pants to school. I'll never forget it, and I got in trouble, and they sent me to the office, and I sat in front of Mr. Fuller's desk, and he said, "Hey, you think you're cute, don't you?" I said, "No, my mama made me wear it." He was talking about my behavior. I thought he was talking about the ugly chicken. Ashley, our oldest, where's she at? There she is. I remember when she went to the first grade. She stepped off the school bus at the end of the driveway one day with a big old tire tears running down her face. And she said, "Baby, what's wrong?" She said, "They made fun of me all day." She said, "What's the matter?" She said, "Who is Michael Jackson?" She didn't know who Michael Jackson was. And they made fun of her, broke her little heart. It's drama. Fairy tale will be over. Boy, you better enjoy the fairy tale today. About 5 years from now, you're going to be singing, "Let Them Go." Let
yeah.
Them
go.
Take me. Well, from 6 to 12, you're going to live with the drama. Everything's a tragedy. But then the teenager. Your fairy tale will turn drama. You'll turn into a thriller. Are you listening? What he's saying, you're going to need God every step of the way.
Amen.
Raising children is probably the greatest, not probably, I would say it is, the greatest responsibility on the face of this earth.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I get out in public, if I get down here, I'm going to get wrong with you. If I get out in public and I look around, do you ever wonder why God gives some people gifts?
Yeah.
It's a big deal. It's the most important thing for the next 18 to 20 years of your life.
That's right.
That's a long time. That's a dedication. You remember how long it took to, it seemed like it took to get out of school?
Yeah.
This is a doctorate degree you're working on now.
Yeah.
And if you're going to make it, you're going to have to dedicate yourself tonight. And say, by the grace of God and with His help, we're going to raise these children the way God would have us to. But you will have to decide tonight.
Yes.
Tonight. That precious little baby girl. Can you imagine, Kyle, the day's coming? When some stringy haired punk comes in on the doorstep. And won't put her in his car.
Yeah.
And pull out your driveway. My word of sat in that, what you gonna do?
Yeah.
Can I have give you some advice? Go ahead and load it. Hey man. Hey listen, man, these kids, they're defenseless.
That's right.
Even when they're 14. They don't know what's best for their life.
Amen.
A 15-year-old girl looking at her daddy and say, "I'm old enough to date." No, you're not.
Amen. That's right.
Y'all done?
Amen.
Daddies, I'm going to challenge you tonight. If you ever get to the message, I'm going to challenge you to be a daddy.
Yeah. Amen.
You see that foot? Put it down.
Amen.
Be a daddy. Know what's going on in your children's life. Don't allow them to put a sign on their door, "No parents allowed." Kick it off the hinges and tell them it stays that way till they pay the mortgage. Amen. It's your door. Be a daddy. Stand up and say no. Mama, be a wife.
Amen.
You see, your husband may look, he may understand a little bit better that boy that's picking her up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen. Because he used to be one too.
Amen.
Trevor, you and Gary, y'all raising boys to be respectful young men.
Yes, amen.
To be young men, but Brother Kyle might say, I wouldn't mind my daughter liking somebody like that boy.
That's right.
Boy loves God.
Amen, bro.
A boy that's respectful.
Yes.
A boy that cares as much about saving himself.
That's right.
Amen.
As we were stealing these girls to save their
children.
Right. Job's not just to raise them dad. Our job are to protect them.
Amen.
Sometimes that makes you enemy number one.
Yeah.
I know you want to be their buddy. You want to be their friend. But sometimes you got to be their dad. I wouldn't take $1 million for the hunting trips with my son. The trips to the mall with my girls and our vacations together. I wouldn't take nothing from that. There's days when daddy had to say, no. Are you listening? Big job. Mama, this is a big job. I believe that's the greatest title on the face of this planet. Mama. I believe it's bigger than Mr. President. Mama. They took a survey of some of the greatest men in America one day and asked what was the greatest influence on their life. Without question, every one of them, Mama. Mama. They asked some of the greatest preachers in America what was the biggest influence on their life. Was it their daddy that preached or their pastor? No, it was their mom. Mama. Chances are, especially with the little girl, she's going to be what Mama is. Little boys, he's going to be what daddy is. He's going to watch you and his greatest dream be what your daddy is. That's scary, isn't it? Brother Earl said one time, my pastor, Brother Earl Partain, when Carl was a new fellow, Brother Earl come in from preaching one time. He'd been over in Alabama running a revival. He come in, took off his shoes that he's reclining, went to bed, said he got up the next morning. Went to put his shoes up, and there was little Carl's shoes inside of him.
Yes.
Brother Earl said he fell down the floor and said, oh, my God, he wants to walk in my shoes. God, help me to walk. But it's okay for him to walk.
Amen.
I got to hurry before these babies start fussing, but won't you look at Deuteronomy chapter number 6 tonight. Deuteronomy chapter number 6. Y'all okay? The baby's okay? Deuteronomy chapter number 6. I'm just going to give you this real quick. Deuteronomy chapter number 6. Here's our responsibility. I said the greatest responsibility on the face of this earth is to raise a child of God that's placed in our care. If you have to leave that baby with a babysitter, there's certain expectations that you'll have. Am I right?
Amen.
I remember the first time my wife left Ashley with the babysitter, she cried all day long. Why? Because she felt like nobody could do like Mama would. And nobody would love her like Mama would. Well, just as you might leave them in somebody else's care and expect the best treatment, God's left them in your care. And God's got some expectations. Deuteronomy chapter number 1. The Bible said that these are the commandments. Deuteronomy chapter 6, I'm sorry. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it. That thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I commanded thee. Thou and thy son's son all the days of thy life. And that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that you may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. Now watch this in verse 7. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets before thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and of thy gates. What the Lord said. Here's your greatest responsibility. Teach your children what's right. Teach your children what's right. Now listen, I know they're precious, and right now everything they do is wonderful, but listen, I'll get in trouble right here. They're wicked.
Oh, yeah.
They're wicked. I probably got some grandparents ready to shoot me. But they're human. Oh, yeah, they'll lie right now.
Yeah.
They'll scream like they're dying. They ain't dying. Are you listening? Oh, yeah, they'll try you. Give them about 18 months. They'll try you. Oh, they'll just see how far they can push. I'm talking about before they can talk.
Oh, yeah.
Are you listening? Well, I just want to let them do whatever they want to do. That's foolish.
Yeah.
That's foolish. You let them do whatever they want to do and they'll bind to a hell. I was preaching in Ohio last year, and an older preacher and I, we went to supper together. This little waitress came over, and we invited her to the meeting, and she said, I've got a little boy who's 2 years old. And I said, well, you need to get that little boy in church. She said, well, she said, I'm a Christian. She said, but I think I need to wait till he's big enough to make his own decision. So let me ask you a question. When he's big enough to go to school, are you going to let him make the decision on that? She said, well, no, he has to have an education. I said, so what you're saying is it's so important that you will make him go to school. But when it comes to heaven or hell, you're just going to let him figure that out. She said, I never thought about it like that. She started to cry right there in the restaurant. She said, I never thought about it like that. She said, I need to get that baby in church. I said, guess what? That's your job. That's your job. Daddy, it shouldn't be, hey, are we going to church today? No, it's Sunday. Ain't a question about it. We're going to be in the house of God. We're going to go back. We're going to be with Matt. We're going to go back Sunday night or Wednesday night. I never asked my mother, are we going to church today? That was a dumb question. Amen. Your job's to teach them. Teach them what? What is it I'm supposed to teach them? The Scripture. The Word of God. Are you listening? You say, we're too little to read the Bible too. Oh, no. You can start reading the Word of God to me right now. I can remember from the time I can remember. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I can't remember when I was Kai's age. I can't remember that. Hayden told me tonight, my oldest grandson, he said, I don't remember when y'all dedicated me. I said, you liar. He said, yeah, y'all held me up like a lion king. He started singing that little song. I don't know where you get that from. But as long as I can go back to where I can remember, I remember that Bible story book that my mother read to me. I remember the picture of Jonah, the whale, Daniel, the lion, the bear. I remember the picture of baby Jesus in the manger. I remember those things. I go to the doctor's office today and see that book that brings back memories from my childhood when my mother taught me about the Word of God.
Amen.
That's your job. It's not just a Sunday thing and a Wednesday thing, but it's a Monday thing and a Tuesday thing. Hey, listen, Mom and Dad, be at home what you are here.
Amen.
Just break out that Bible one time a week.
Amen.
Let that be a common thing in the lives of your children. We're going to give them a little Bible here tonight. They'll probably never really read that Bible. That'll be something that you'll put up. But that Bible ought to be a significant thing and have a significant place in their lives.
Amen.
Your job's to teach them what is right and what is wrong. society, especially if they go to a public school, they're going to teach them some pretty messed up.
Amen.
In Canada right now, Canada, that's next door. If you live in New York, in Canada, they're already having transvestites come into the classroom and teach the children about an alternate lifestyle. So what's wrong with that? Everything. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Amen. That's right.
I've talked to educators and people who work in the public school system, and they say you would not believe how many girls are making out in the halls, not the boys with each other. This world's going to show them some weird stuff. Brother Jason told me one day that they're dealing drugs in elementary school. And when I was in elementary school, I didn't know what drugs was. I knew what it did to get drugged to church every time I was going to church. But I didn't know what drugs were. Somebody asked me one time, you ever smoked pot? I thought, I wonder if they talk about burning something on the stove. I don't know what they did. I didn't know. I didn't have a clue. But they're going to get faced with it.
That's right.
At an early, early age. And they have got to have that ingrained from in their head from their mamas and daddies. That's bad.
Yes.
My little great-grandmother used to set me on her knees and she'd point at stuff on the television. She'd say, that's wicked. That's wicked. That's wicked. I traded a borrowed pocket knife at school one time for a deck of playing cards. The boy taught me how to shuffle the cards and do a trick. My great-grandmother, she was old school. I came in off the bus. She was sitting at the kitchen table. I said, Granny, watch. And I shuffled them cards and damn them out there. I said, pick a card. She went, oh, baby. Baby, that's wicked. Those things are full of the devil. She took me in the living room and she began to shuffle them cards into the fire.
Amen.
She said, you watch, baby. You watch. Watch them demons go up the chimney. All of a sudden, them flames started turning orange and yellow and red and green. I didn't know it was the ink burning in the car. I thought it was real demons. Well, the first time at school, somebody said, you want to play odd or even? I said, no, I ain't gambling. I never had a problem gambling.
Yeah.
Amen. Why? Somebody instilled it in my mind.
Yeah.
This mess up your life. Are you at school? God's job is to teach them. Go to Proverbs chapter 22. I'm going to hurry. Proverbs chapter number 22. Our job is not only to teach them, but our job is to train them. Our job is not just to teach them, but our job is to train them. Say, what's the difference? Well, there is a difference. I found Proverbs. I can quote it. Saw Proverbs, what I say, 22? Proverbs chapter 22, verse 26. The Bible said, train up the child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. It's your job to train his children what they ought to be. Like we said, start young. Teach them the Bible now. Listen, you teach a student, but you train a soldier.
That's right.
You train a soldier. You know one of the greatest aspects of training a soldier? It's discipline. It's discipline. I know right now you cannot imagine spanking one of these babies. And you better not. But there's going to come a day.
Oh, yeah.
You got a red-headed boy. You better get a stick. I can see it in his eyes already. On top of that, he's your son. Yeah, I just don't think it's right to spank your children. Well, go visit them in jail. Are y'all listening? How many of you got spankings growing up? That's every one of us. Are you mentally deranged? Well, thank God I'm not a whooping. I got one every day, whether I need it or not. I'm going to whoop me on credit. She worked two jobs. We had a babysitter. She come home, the babysitter's crying. It's my fault. Most time it was. But one day her boyfriend broke up with her on the phone. And she had cried so much her eyes were swelled up. Mom, come on, whoop me out. Whooping ain't gonna hurt them kids. You abuse them, I'll turn you in myself. When you guys abuse them, I'll whoop you myself. Maybe. Better not ever see you slapping and knocking around on me, baby. I won't have it. Not around here. Yeah. We will have some men. We'll come to your house and visit.
Amen. Right.
I don't catch you knocking around on your wife,
either. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's the way you used to do it in the old days.
Yeah.
And here you're knocking your family around. There'd be some guys come see you. Step outside. Let's talk for a few minutes.
Amen, bro.
I believe you ought to go back to those kinds of that kind of stuff.
That's right. Amen.
But you've got to train these children. Discipline's in the Bible, whether you want to realize it or not. Corporal punishment is in the Bible, whether you want to realize it or not. I said he was spared for rod, hated for servant. I love my child so much I can't spank him. My children are different. Ashley, I could look at her heart. That's all it took.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Levi. It's like giving a grizzly bear a dirty look. I don't know if gave him incentive. He understood pain. You have to treat each child individually. But it's your job to correct them. And train them. And teach them what's right and wrong.
Yeah.
You're to teach and you're to train. Here's your number one objective. There's going to be days when you don't know what to do.
Right?
There's going to be days when you ain't got a clue. You don't know whether to say yes. You don't know whether to say no. You don't know whether to just sit down and have a heart-to-heart or wear the rear end out. You don't know what to do. And I said our job is to teach and train. But listen, most of all, your job is to trust. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Trust the Lord with all your heart. You're going to need His help. You're going to need His guidance. That means you're going to have to be a husband and wife, a mama and a daddy, and pray. You're going to have to pray and ask God, God, what do we do? God, which way do we go? There have been times in my children's life where things came up and I just thought, I just don't feel right about this. Maybe that was the Holy Spirit trying to help me and protect my children. I just learned to trust God. By the way, God, hear, trust. Don't you trust me? As long as you can trust Him, He won't lead you the wrong way. The all-time greatest book ever written on a child written. God, in my head. You let God lead you. I know. That wicked Hillary said it takes a village to raise a child. God didn't give these children to a village. He gave them to you.
That's right.
It ain't none of my mayor's business how I raise my children. It ain't none of your school teacher's business how we raise our child. God gave you that. I'm your pastor and I don't poke my nose in your business. I'll do my best to preach to you and lead you the right way as I can. But man, your house, that's your job.
That's
you
right.
Can't trust God to help you. I remember when Ashley was born and I'm done, Brother Todd, if y'all come to the end. Ashley was born, she'd been born, I don't know, just minutes. I came out of the delivery room and got in the elevator with my mom. I just started crying. She said, "What is it, son?" I said, "I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do." I've had puppies and calves and horses. I don't know what to do. And I'll never forget my mama said, you don't have to trust no more. I wasn't even saved at the time. You got to listen to me tonight. You don't have to trust God. He'll help you. I can't imagine being a little kid and growing up in this world. It's not the world I grew up in. It's not even the world y'all grew up in. Changed so much. And we're viewed as idiots. And what our children turn out right. Tonight, I'm going to call these parents up, these babies one by one, present them with their Bible. Then I want them, if they will, just to take a place in the altar. And around them, I want grandmother and granddaddy, if you're here. Even great grandmother and great granddaddy. Aunt, uncle, it doesn't matter. Anybody that might pray with these moms and dads, we pray over these babies tonight. Come, join in the altar.